IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Russian situation, and that's one that we've been following very, very closely. So I originally was asking, well, why can't we just look at the manifest of that vessel? It shouldn't be that complicated, but now apparently it's classified. Can't imagine why. And we've now got to dust out a retired judge or dust off a retired judge to see if he can or she can maybe get answers there. It's all really a little bit silly because we do know that this is all part of the shenanigans of the African National Congress. These are the games they play, and unfortunately they are looking just a little embarrassed, or should be looking a little bit embarrassed as to what is being exposed. So we wanted to understand from the Democratic Alliance, from the DA, what the position actually is. Diana Koller-Barnard, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks very much. I'm at a by-election, so I've tucked myself away in a storeroom.
Well, we appreciate you doing that.
I'm on in here, yes.
All right. So let's get down to it. It's frankly quite embarrassing, isn't it? Because we've got protestations of neutrality while we conduct military maneuvers, while we allegedly supply arms, whilst we meet them in Moscow and then rally for support of for Putin to visit the country. We're not all idiots.
Well, yes. Obviously, we've condemned the state security minister's attendance at the so-called international meeting of high-level officials responsible for security matters in Russia. She announced it on social media. She actually has been in this position for about 5 minutes. I'm on the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence, and we're the minister over which we do oversight. And for a minister, number one, in her position to announce such a thing, number two, to announce such a thing, after what is basically a diplomatic furore with the allegations of the arms exchange by Simonstown. I mean, it was just, it's extraordinarily naive. And the visit, I think, is just another diplomatic blunder. It's going to cost us. It's going to cost us dearly.
There was, my impression after the whole issue with the United States was that even the United States were trying to pull it back a little bit. They were trying not to be too harsh with South Africa. They were almost giving us a little bit of a pass. That was my impression. I might be wrong, and I'd love your thoughts on it. But we just don't seem to be hearing that message.
Well, I don't believe in this lifetime or the next an ambassador to a country would make such a pronouncement without being 100% sure of their facts. Mm. And what we saw, for example, during the minister's budget speech on Friday was her gushing about the wonderful relationship we have with the US, that they're our biggest trading partner. She went on and on, totally bizarrely, after this entire issue where we had some ANC MPs saying throw that ambassador out the country. They're obviously lying. And you know, the timing of the meeting that she's now attending, it's really highly concerning. It raises very serious questions about the government's commitment to responsible diplomacy, national security, and as you referred to, the non-alignment, alleged non-alignment. How do you show your non-alignment with a country that has invaded a sovereign nation by flouting global sanctions against them, by going and having visit to Russia? They're not their top trading partner by a very long shot. And really, we believe that any engagement with Russia, particularly in light of this invasion of Ukraine, should be approached with the utmost caution, utmost consideration for our own international reputation. We're on the verge of being seen as a polecat in the world of siding on the wrong side of history. That's where we are right now.
There's also the sense that South Africa are useful idiots, that Russia is using the relationship with South Africa as a way of creating a little bit more of a wedge between South Africa and the West to show that Russia has support outside of a very small minority, very few countries. What's your sense of that, of the ANC being used by Russia in this game?
Well, I've watched it happening for years, where I think the ANC harks back 30 years to 40 years to a relationship they had then. And, of course, Russia is inevitably going to make inroads where it can. And, it, you know, our mineral resources are strategic for many countries. And many countries will try to get on top of things and be our best friends. But when one looks at the trading partner issue, we're talking Europe, UK, America. Mm, mm. They are our top trading partners. And nothing is going to get around that fact. Nothing's going to change that fact. You can say what you like, but you can't create your own facts. And I fear, you know, all this bluster after the ambassador's claims, and of course now we're awaiting an investigation, which if one looks at the investigations in this country, could take anything up to 5 years.
Yeah.
But it's about the Wagner Group registered cargo ship, which turned off its transponder soon after leaving Luanda. And then its claim docked in Simonstown, where truck-borne cranes have been brought in to load and offload the cargo. The containers being transported to and from the ship were, it is claimed, all registered to the SANDF, and the ship then returned to Russia. Now, there are claims that South Africa does indeed have weapons and ammo common to Russia, despite the claims to the contrary. Now, these would include AK-47s, 155mm artillery and shells, and frequency-hopping radios, amongst many other things. Now, you must also understand that civilians wanting to photograph this event were turned away. And these people, although they were in civilian clothes, were carrying SANDF weaponry. So there is a lot to be investigated. And I think the outcome of this investigation needs to be sooner rather than 5 years down the line.
Absolutely right. What, you know, the comment that you made earlier about the relationship with South Africa and Russia historically, we see it with Cuba, we see this kind of rhetoric. Is that genuine? Because, you know, when it comes to the ANC, I always think there's something maybe a little simpler at play. Perhaps it's financial gain, perhaps it's all sorts of other things. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is this genuine idea that once a friend, always a friend.
Well, it's very hard to come to that final judgment. I think there are some of the older stalwarts who do believe that they owe others, and they will owe them for life, for basically saving their lives, allowing them to study there, allowing them to live there during that dark period of South African history. But on the other hand, when we uncover that they're about to send 50 million to Cuba, when we have people starving to death in our country, children eating sand, I think we were justified to be furious about that and to put a spoke in the wheels. I mean, it's as bad as Nati Mthethwa wanting to spend a fortune on a flagpole, et cetera, et cetera. But that was excused as, oh, well, we're friends with the Cubans. Well, you know what? When they become a top trading partner, you can be as friendly as you like. But our people in this country, they need work, they need jobs, they need food, they need to make a living. They need electricity. And unless people can help us in all of that, and I shudder to think what's going to happen with the car power ships that are going to be docked off our towns and cities, the finances and the financial wangling, I just see another arms deal coming to light. But maybe I'm a bit skeptical about it.
Maybe, but not without cause. It is 8:47. We're going to let you go back to the by-election to Anna Collett-Barnard, who is a Member of Parliament for the Democratic Alliance. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us and for doing so, giving us your very honest and robust thoughts.